Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's trending in DFW here on 105.3 The Fan? Got a ton to get to, including the excitement over the United States going to be hosting the World Cup in 2026 alongside Mexico and Canada. We're going to have on SC Dallas' own Dan Hunt in about 5 or 10 minutes to talk about the Dallas committee bid and how that final may ultimately end up in our own backyard.
All right, we'll do RJ's Ranger Fix-It Plan at 9:20. We're going to have this interview in 10 minutes, as you said. I want to know what our ratings are going to be here for the World Cup tomorrow without the U.S. in it.
It's a good question, Sean. It's a legitimate question. I'm trying to gauge what people's interests are in this tournament because, you know, I'll be honest, from one standpoint of it, as we talked about with the Olympics, Choppy, when they were in Russia, I have, like, an ethical issue just supporting Russia in any way because they seem to be doing so many things under the table, not just in our own country, but in other countries around the world. So it's hard to support them. On the other hand, this is the last World Cup for arguably maybe the two best players we've ever seen. Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi are likely going to be playing in this for the final time, and neither of them have been able to bring their country World Cup glory. So I think people will be interested, maybe not right off the bat. It's an interesting time slot. Most of the games start anywhere from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be most of the latest games.
Amazing.
And I don't know how often, you know, people are going to be sitting around for watching that. But I will say that I think around the office for most people, if you got a television, it's probably going to be on the World Cup during the day.
People will watch. It's competition. It's world global competition. People watch the Olympics. They don't just watch for the United States. They watch because it's the best of the best. Nobody cares about where the country is. Nobody cares about how corrupt it is. Roy cares. That's it. He's the only one. Nobody else cares. You watch for your own entertainment. My entertainment is more important than other people, period. I've said that a million times.
Even human rights.
I don't know them.
Yeah, but you do all this talking about it. You're going to watch every game. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do is make people aware of it. And I know, you know, Chop gets angry at me. It's like, why are you talking about it if you're not going to do anything about it? Well, you're right. There's not really anything tangibly I can do. Me watching it or not watching it is not going to make a difference. What I would like to do, what I would hope, is that people would, you know, learn up, learn you something, boy. You're going to learn it, boy, something today. Just learn a little, you know, read a little bit about what Russia has done, what they did during Sochi and Crimea and what took place in that country. HBO did a really good behind the scenes on it. And I think it's always worth noting when we have these big world events, who gets crushed in order to make said city look pristine and look great on the world stage. It happened in China for the Olympics. You know, the bird nest, that big stadium that they no longer use anymore. It happened in Sochi. It's happened at a ton of different Olympic venues where they've gone there, and now you go there 10 years later, and the place is a ghost town. So that's all. That's all I would like to point it out for.
I mean, they tear down homes for stadiums here. They do. They pay you for them. They may not pay you great value sometimes. You know, it's just it is what it is. It's there's nothing you can do about it. You're still going to watch the NFL even though the cheerleaders get, you know, pooped on by the league.
Bartolo Colon gets crushed last night late in Los Angeles as the Dodgers end up winning 12-5. This thing was over after the Dodgers scored 7 runs in the 4th inning. Colon tagged for a season high in runs, 8, and hits 9 over 3 1/3. And tonight, it will end up being Cole Hamels on the mound, who I think has given up the second most home runs in baseball. Rangers lost their season high, tying 5th in a row, 14-19 on the road, and the record is 27-42. The Dodgers are 2 games over 500.
Just when they had started to play good baseball, they go and they have to face the Astros and the Dodgers. And the Dodgers have they're finally getting healthy because Justin Turner is playing.
They're powering the ball right now. Max Muncy, by the way, Keller's own Max Muncy from Midland, Texas.
Really?
With his 4th straight game with a home run, batting like 280 for them now with about 14 bombs. He's been great for them. That was their eighth game in their last 10 that the Dodgers have hit three home runs or more.
Wow.
So Peterson, Muncy, Puig.
Twice.
Yeah.
Peterson's on fire. He's on fire.
Peterson is too. Boy, they're all.
Peterson's red hot. I think he's almost hitting 500 for the month. Game two tonight, Sandler with the pregame at 8:30. Choppy will fix the entire farm system 1 hour from now.
Put me in charge. Put me in charge. John, hire me. I got this thing worked out.
What else is trending in DFW? Hashtag UFC, as in a brand new UFC contract for former Dallas Cowboy Greg Hardy. Yesterday, after making his UFC debut, Dana White spoke and said he was very impressed by Hardy's power, as he needed just 57 seconds to knock out his opponent, also former NFLer Austin Lane, who's now 2-1. Greg Hardy, 29 years old, getting a contract from Dana White as a result of this fight, and it looks like he could be moving to one of the main cards of a big UFC fight coming up in the near future. And by the way, looks like he's in really, really good shape.
Is it make me a bad person that I'm rooting for Greg Hardy to win these fights for the storyline? Does that make me bad?
Yes. You need to root for him to get just destroyed. Continued his career.
Well, his NFL career ended.
Uh-huh.
That's gone. So he got punished from that standpoint. But, a big name with a brand new sport that he's doing well in. He was shunned, justifiably so. You know, we were against Greg Hardy on this show when it came to this topic. But if I have to circle win or lose in the fight, I'm circling win. Maybe just for the selfish storyline.
Okay. No, I understand. I mean, you want the storyline.
Yeah.
I want him to make it to fight a good fighter. Like, so I would love to see him fight, you know, like a Brock Lesnar, right? Because they'll be in a similar way. Fight Brock and then just get destroyed by Brock Lesnar.
That's what's trending here in DFW. I'm sorry.
You have an update on the raccoon?
Oh, yes. Hashtag MPR raccoon.
I love Sean's hand motion for raccoon.
That's what I couldn't.
He does like two pats where he's like dude, he's dog paddling here in the studio.
Roy had no idea what I was talking about. And I'm like squeezing the raccoon before our interview here. We have a minute to do it. And I did the pitter patter.
We do have an update. The good news on the raccoon that became stranded on a St. Paul building yesterday in downtown Minneapolis. He got stranded around 10:30 a.m. Rescue crews early this morning were able to wrangle the varmint up to the roof.
Don't say varmint. That's not in this climate. That's insulting. I mean, was that a raccoon? All the resources and all the attention for this raccoon. I wonder what else got deprived in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday, because we were all focused on getting this animal down who decided to climb 20-plus stories.
Yeah, there's about $20,000 of your tax money hard at work to save that animal. Either way, they were able to secure him into a trap, and they have re-released him into the wild this morning.
Thank gosh.
Yeah, God forbid this thing died.
Man, yeah. I was waiting to see the thing drop.
We would have had another Harambe situation on our hands, boys. Guaranteed.
What's trending in DFW every single morning at this time? Of course, the breaking news that happened at 5:40 this morning was that the United States, Mexico, and Canada co-hosting the 2026 World Cup. Dan Hunt is chairman of the Dallas Host Committee, joining us on Sean and RJ on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Good morning, Dan. Exciting day for you so far?
It's a huge day, guys, and thanks for having me on this morning.
What does this news mean for the Metroplex?
I mean, it means we're going to get one of the preeminent sporting events in the entire world coming to the United States and hopefully be able to secure maybe a semifinal or final for Dallas if we're selected. I feel pretty confident that Dallas will be selected as a venue for multiple games, but the prize is to go get a semifinal or final.
What is the pitch to get the final?
the pitch to the final is pretty easy. We are geographically located in probably one of the best locations for this entire bid. AT&T Stadium is an absolutely amazing venue, and we'll have great team headquarters like at Toyota Stadium and Soccer Center or at the Cotton Bowl. The airport here is great, and the city is really behind this. We've hosted the 94 World Cup, and it was a huge success. And also, we're chasing the International Broadcast Center, which we had in 1994. So a lot of things going for this community.
What city do you think would be your biggest competition to get the final?
I'm going to go ahead and say it'd probably be New York or San Francisco. Those will probably be your biggest, between Levi's Stadium and MetLife. Those would be your biggest challenges. But if you can get any one of those three games, if you will, that's a huge honor for the city of Dallas. And the whole, all the local politicians have been really engaged. Mayor Rollins, this is a great thing, and I know we're going to put our best foot forward.
Sean, it will have been 30 years since a World Cup had come to the United States. You were there back in Dallas in 1994 as a water boy at the Cotton Bowl. What do you remember about that experience?
I was actually a ball boy. I was out there shagging balls for a game. It was great. Dallas was really lucky in 94 because it had one of the greatest matches in the history of the World Cup, which was the quarterfinal Holland-Brazil game, which Brazil went on to win and then win the tournament. So many people, it's been a lasting impression, that game. And when we travel around the world, I've been to every World Cup since 1986 and headed to Russia in the near future, but people always reference communities that host World Cup games. People say, yeah, I was there in 94 in Dallas. And it's really a great thing of civic pride. I think, when you experience that when you're in these different countries and they say, boy, the U.S. did such a great job and we had fun in Dallas.
The 2026 World Cup headed to the U.S., and we're going to be splitting it up. First time ever that you have three countries co-hosting between us, Mexico, and Canada. Dan Hunt, chairman of the Dallas Host Committee here on The Fan. How would you describe the passion for soccer in the Metroplex?
It's growing at an unbelievable rate, and I think a lot of that has to do with MLS. This was always a strong youth soccer market. If you look at the history of it and the different clubs that have grown here, and the number of national team players that come out of the Metroplex is great. But as MLS has grown as a league, I think you see what's going on at FC Dallas, and we're proud to be opening the National Soccer Hall of Fame in Frisco in our stadium. And I just think all eyes are turning to what's going on here. So, it's been a giant leap. Everybody always asks me, do I have any regrets? And the only regret I ever have is that my dad is not alive to see something he fought so hard for. He was the chairman of the 94 World Cup. MLS was launched on the back of that, and ironically, in 2026, it will be the 30th anniversary of Major League Soccer when the World Cup's here in the United States.
Dan, what kind of new infrastructure and buildings will be built here in DFW in preparation for this?
That was one of the most attractive things about this tri-country bid. There's really no need to build any new stadiums, any airports, roads, hotels. Morocco was going to have to build everything brand new, which was pretty mind-blowing that was even a consideration. But everything's already in place, and so you now have the added economic impact of this. They're talking about if we get multiple games in Dallas, it could be an economic impact of $400 million. And if we get the International Broadcast Center, that's another $100 million.
Last question, Dan, before we let you go. Just wanted to know, typically the host country is given a free bid into the World Cup. How would that be determined between Canada, U.S., and Mexico? Do you know yet?
I don't, but my guess is that because there's three countries, all three will get automatic bids because the tournament is expanding to 48 teams. Mm-hmm. And so you'll have, it's going to jump from 32. So I think they'll be able to accommodate three with an automatic bid.
Dan, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Congratulations, and bring it on home for DFW if you can. Well, we thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Dan Hunt, chairman of the Dallas Host Committee, bid the 2026 World Cup coming to the United States.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.